Hi. The doctors and nurses keep telling me to talk to you. They say that you might be able to hear me, that it may help. They tell me you're going to wake up and recover, that your body and mind are just rebooting, that every bruise currently staining your beautiful face will heal, that your broken bones will knit back together, that you'll be okay. Okay. That word just sounds so horribly wrong right now. It's a ridiculous platitude. Nothing is okay. Until you're looking at me with those perfect, gorgeous eyes. Until I can apologize over and over and over again, if you'll even give me that chance. Until you look at me with love again. If you'll ever look at me with love again. Or maybe just forgiveness. Everyone at the hospital is being so compassionate, so warm, so reassuring, so fucking nice. Because they don't know. They don't know that it's my fault. They don't know that I'm the one who caused you to be lying in this goddamn bed, battered and broken and asleep. They don't know that I was the one who made you so mad that you ran out, driving off in anger, driving way too fast, too recklessly. Your vision clouded by tears that I caused. That your life was nearly forfeited because I was being too stupidly stubborn. I was too worried about a future that hasn't arrived yet to live in the moment with you. I was too concerned with planning ahead to meet you where you always exist and shine and light up the world around you. In the present. Since the day I met you, when you careened into my life, literally knocking me down outside that coffee shop, I've known that you are fire. You're spirited and passionate and constantly in motion. You light up the world, baby. Everyone wants to be near you. To even just touch the very edges of you is to feel alive. But at the center of all of that unpredictability and burning, abandoned lives, this calmness, this steadiness and loyalty and fierce devotion, it's a miracle that it fits into one person. It's even more of a miracle, or maybe just sheer insanity, that you chose to love me. Me, who doesn't intend to, but still sometimes tries to temper those flames, to bring you back to a more grounded reality. You've always told me that's part of why you love me, that we're the perfect balance. I help you plan past today, to want to plan past today. That I'm your anchor, that I'm not dragging you down, but ensuring that you don't drift away. A calm, safe haven. But my love, it's that difference in us that landed you in here. You storming out so angry because I wanted you to put a dream you wanted to fulfill today on hold until a more certain someday. You always tell me that someday, maybe never. And in this moment, here, holding your limp, so fragile seeming hand, I'm seeing all of the somedays I have planned with you slipping through my fingers. So, Come back to me, my love. Wake up, sweetheart. Open your eyes. Even if it's to rage at me, to tell me that you hate me, to break my heart into a million fragments, even to ask me for Taco Bell, I'll take any of it, all of it, just as long as you come back. And then I can tell you the story of our some days, so that you will know without a doubt that every moment I think ahead to the future is a moment I have planned with you, loving you. Dig deep, love. Fight to the surface. I'm here, waiting. I'll be here. You won't have to be strong. I'll be strong for you. And I swear to you that we'll start making those some days today.